Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So the cops are gearing up. This is where we're at right now in this city. The cops are gearing up because the teens have announced a rowdy takeover of the Highland Park pool. Oh, he's on VMix. The Highland Park pool, which the city just did a hell of a job beautifying, spent a lot of money, good for them, beautified the park. And honestly, when's this takeover? Let me make sure I read this correctly. And they're calling all teens to come there and raise hell, kick some ass if they can. This is where we're at. What day is the takeover announced? Homewood Pool Takeover, July 11th. Okay. That is tomorrow. So today's the opening. Tomorrow they're going to try and shut it down. Kids with masks and covering their faces and gang signs. July 11th, all ages, Homewood Pool Takeover. I don't know where the beginning, middle, end is. This is an epidemic across America. It's created fear to the point where Target is talking about pulling out of both downtown Pittsburgh and East Liberty. I don't know how it ends. But I tell you, I reached out to one of my boys, one of the best in America, who deals with the best of the best and the worst of the worst, and kind of finds a way to find comfort and peace and a plan. Dr. Christian Conti, I sent him and begged him to kind of, while he was at Rikers Island, so you know what he deals with, if he could come up with some kind of metric or template or kind of philosophy on how the hell we deal with teens with no direction and no plan other than havoc. Dr. Conti, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, listen, this is a scary topic. It's a topic that understandably elicits emotions from all of us. It's because it's chaos, and chaos produces fear.
I got a couple theories on it. I was told by a couple guys that know this inside and out that these kids are a product of COVID. About a third of the kids in the minority-driven communities dropped out of school during COVID. About 80% of them have one-parent households. And so now we have kids with no education and no real parental controls who are acting in a random fashion. And then, Doc, throw in social media where they're trying to gain clicks, and you have this combustible, caustic situation going on in America. It is scary and unsettling, isn't it, sir?
It is. And listen, sometimes we overthink things. And one of the things I would call all the adults' mind back to is this: consequences shape behaviors. So if there aren't rapid, predictable consequences, then the consequences that the kids are utilizing or they're reacting to that's shaping their behavior are the clicks,
nice,
are the social media status.
Nice.
But if the rapid predictable consequences were, for instance, people who are organizing these things, being able to, you know, prosecute those people right. that are putting this together, being able to hold young people accountable, I think it's less to do with our emotions. Understandably, want yep. us to already think the most severe things. I get it. It's scary. It if is. You have young children and you're walking your young children out, and all of a sudden, that could impact on the rest of their lives.
Right.
So yes, it is scary. But we need rapid, predictable consequences, because without them, we're not going to make changes.
Hey, Doc. So you're at Rikers Island in New York. One of the most difficult place to try and make a difference with, could I describe them as hardcore criminals? Is that fair, sir?
It is. Yes, it's fair.
And how do you rationalize? How do you rationalize a lifetime of behavior with guys that might be in prison for a lifetime and offer them opportunity to change? Because they started out where these kids are right now at some point, did they not, sir?
Okay, so they did. But here's something that's really wildly interesting. For people who are actually serving life sentences,
yeah.
their behaviors, the way they interact, the way they move about a prison is entirely different than the people who are in there temporarily. You know, I remember before Graterford closed, it turned into SCI Phoenix. They replaced it with SCI Phoenix in Pennsylvania,
right.
so maximum security prison in Pennsylvania. But at Graterford, I was doing a podcast at the time with Ray Lewis,
yeah,
and
yeah.
we went in and did a live podcast in Graterford with guys who were lifers.
Yeah.
Marty, these guys, one of the things that they said that just impacted me profoundly was, look, once we realize that this is where we're going to be for life, we don't need guards telling us how to operate. This is our life, so we're going to make sure that there's order and predictability
wow.
and peace. So the guys who are truly in there for life, my goodness, if you have guys who are in that level, then they can regulate that behavior. It's when the young kids feel like they have to keep proving themselves,
yes.
when they don't see a future, when they have no idea what's going to come next, then they contribute to that chaos. That's why we have to have predictable consequences.
So I'm going to use two examples. There's a Lululemon in Shadyside. Rather expensive leisure wear, as you know. My man, about 15 to 20 teens stormed the place last week, just stormed it, and beat up the salespeople and stole $3,000 worth of stuff. They went into a new store that was opening in the same area in Pittsburgh where Target is. They literally tried to beat a salesperson at a high-end makeup store to death with a sign and ran out laughing. About 200 of them descended upon this area in East Liberty where there's billions in investment in yuppies and million-dollar condos and threw rocks and fireworks at cops. No arrests, sir. Couple of people handed over to mommy and daddy. I'm serious.
Yeah, I don't understand the no arrests. That doesn't make a lot of sense. I would just tell you from a psychological perspective,
it's
we don't want to overcomplicate it. If they're not getting arrested and they don't have consequences, then what would in the world would possibly stop them
right.
from doing it more?
Right.
And people can get on, they can have opinions, and they can talk till they're blue in the face. At the end of the day, the reason why you and I don't touch a hot stove is we know that we're going to be burned. That's it. That's why you don't touch a hot stove. And once you understand there's going to be a consequence, that will shape how you act.
So, Doc, when I was their age, we would stand under the streetlight on Noble Street in Shadyside and figure out what to break, steal, or set on fire next until I was arrested for stealing cars. And then my father grabbed me by the neck and literally kicked me in the ass and said, "This stops today." I was punished for a year. I had to paint an entire house and then my grandmother's house. My mother, who's Italian, didn't speak to me for what seemed like 10 years. And then I was sent to Central Catholic, which changed my life forever. Actions, reaction, change. With parentless kids, with no guardrails, what the hell do we do, ma'am? You can't blame this on the cops, brother.
No, I mean, it's ridiculous. I think it becomes an easy out to blame police. And first of all, when we just think of blame, we're not getting to an answer. It's outside of blame. Let's just figure out what's happening and fix it. First of all, police are the first people we were called to. We asked for help for. So it is bothersome, troublesome when I see people constantly knocking and putting down police, because everybody, when something goes wrong, they're going to need the police. Instead, I think we need to look at, like you said, you got arrested. You learned a life lesson. You know, I'm in anger management. I was in Rikers yesterday. The maximum security prisons all over. And you know why? Because when I was a kid going into high school, my mom was a teacher, and my mom said, there were lots of fights at the high school I went to. In the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was in this high school. There were lots of fights. And my mom said, I better never find out that you ever watched a fight and didn't break it up.
Whoa.
So as a skinny ninth grader, I remember jumping in and breaking up fights. And the kids would be like, why are you doing that? Why are you breaking it up? And I was like, because I'm not going home and telling my mom I didn't break it up.
That's beautiful.
I'm not going to face her and say I didn't do it.
A template for greatness.
It ended up shaping my life.
Yes.
But it is. It shaped behavior, because you say, okay, well, I'm going to answer to someone. And these children, I feel for them that they don't have the parents there. But for whatever parents are there, there is a responsibility. If you have a child, there is a responsibility to teach that child. When your child comes into the world, they don't know. They don't come equipped with all the answers.
No, sir.
They're literally, I remember walking out. I had a PhD and we had our daughter, and I was like, I can't believe they just let us have this child. Like, what do we do? And that was 21 years ago. But you think, how can this happen? But you have a responsibility to figure it out and provide structure, provide consequences. Children need limits.
Dr. Christian Conte, let's be real here. There is an evolution here that's obvious. If you have 15-year-olds committing felonies with impunity, they end up, let's keep it real, without someone jumping in the way and grabbing them by the neck and saving their ass, they end up in Rikers, sitting in front of you. For life.
Yep.
Do they not, sir?
They do. They do. They do. They definitely do. They end up in these maximum security prisons for the rest of their lives. And it's entirely unfortunate.
It's an American
tragedy.
You're right,
without a path. Do you know, I'll tell you a story that maybe if there's a young person even listening, if there's a parent having a young person listen to this. There was a young man I worked with in the late 90s, and I remember that he shot at his ex-girlfriend's house when they had a party. He didn't hit anybody, but he ended up going to jail for attempted murder. And I was sitting in the county jail with him, and I go in those rooms like where the lawyers
I'm
just sitting, he and I. He is bursting into tears knowing he has 10 years in a state prison ahead of him. And as he's sobbing, this is what he said to me. He said, I wish my mom would have given me, I wish she would have grounded me sometimes.
Whoa.
This was his words. He wished his mom, because he knew she never gave him consequences. He never learned. And then when he did face them, so all of these young people, Marty, I have sat with people who had their third strike in California, and they faced 25 to life. These grown men, tough as can be, when no one else is around, it's just me and them in a room, they will break. It's a visceral crying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a visceral, like, this will now be my life. And you can't go back.
Okay.
So I always say emotions come and go, but actions cannot be undone. Words can't be unsaid. So we've got to teach that message to young people.
Christian Conte, my brother, the best there is. Truth to power, sir. Thank you, man.
Let me get one plug in for my dad's new book. My dad has a new book.
Go.
It's called This Is Not Your Practice Life, Volume 2. This Is Not Your Practice Life, Volume 2. It's a great book.
Wow.
And I'm so proud of my dad with this book. It's excellent. This Is Not Your Practice Life, Volume 2.
The legend carries on. Thanks, brother.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Truth to power. That man is great.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If it weren't for my parents, I would have been a career criminal. I was kind of, we made this, created this romantic world. We did. We were teenage boys. We were know-it-alls. We were tough, all that crap. We romanticized it, glorified it, stole stuff, broke stuff, lit stuff on fire. Seriously, ignorant, ridiculous stuff. My parents saved my life. If they weren't around, who knows? My brothers and sisters never did anything. They were wonderful, but they couldn't control me. I was a complete jagoff. No, don't know what it was. I had this compulsion to do something idiotic, and here we are. Mom and Dad saved my life. First time I got arrested for stealing a car, my father looked at me like, "You were such an idiot." And then he kicked me physically in the ass, and it all went downhill from there. I went to court, juvenile court. My poor mom cried for like 2 months, but changed my life forever. Never did it again. For the folks that don't have that, they're screwed. I'm going to grab Mad Max.
Yes, sir.
So I've been talking about these bathrooms downtown. I got to go to break here. And Max, there's no one better than Max. There's no one smarter, more assertive or aggressive or tied into the intel of the heartbeat of the city. And he just went into one of these disgusting bathrooms. Can you call us at 1:35, sir, because people want to hear this, and I'm going to post your video. Can you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Max. It's unbelievable. And I'm texting with Molly from the mayor's office. I love her. She gives a damn. She's just as frustrated as everybody. She can't believe they paid all this money for these beautiful bathrooms for people to destroy them, and that's what they've done. And here we are. Steve, go ahead. Quick.
Oh, hey, Mark. I liked your comment with the parents preventing a career criminal.
Yep.
I'm 70 years old, and that kept me on the straight and narrow.
Yep.
You know, I think you're right. It's all problem. And if that's a missing part of the equation,
it is
nowadays, and it's turning really critical now.
It is.
You're 100% right.
It is. There are literally millions of kids in the same place I was. I'm serious. Literally, 15-year-olds who want to be criminals and think it's funny. It's not. But what I had, they don't have. My parents were nuts about saving my ass, and they did. Saved my life, literally. I was headed for it, man, because I thought it was cool. It wasn't. And we're creating millions of kids with no space and no place to go but jail, in prison, or death. Well, Mad Max is part of the team. We're going to start shooting live videos with Max and myself, surprise guests at places that you need to see live. We're going to start next week. But Max doesn't need me. We have the same DNA. Quite frankly, Max, myself, and Patrick could have been raised in the same house. He does things that kind of boggle the mind because he cares so much. And the truth is, he has this crazy military background. He has this crazy discipline, disbelief in family and security, and just doing the right thing. And very few men are like that. Max is the guy that kind of pointed out, okay, Marty, we're cool. We got bathrooms downtown finally. And then Max has been following up And I've been communicating with the mayor's office for, I don't know, 3 weeks now. They promised to fix these. And Molly, who I love her, she's a fabulous press, fabulous, gives a damn. She's as frustrated as I am, as Max is. She said they've been waiting on parts for 3 weeks. The locks and the doors are broken, the whole thing. It was ruined. Ruined. The city put these in there with money during COVID from Biden, and they were beautiful. And they were expensive as hell. And now they suck. And Max just walked in there, and I posted the video. It's disgusting. Not that we would be surprised, Max, but tell us, because I posted this and people are all going nuts. Tell us what you saw as you walked in there a short time ago.
Well, I heard you talking about how the bathrooms are locked because there's no water.
Yeah.
But I noticed that the barricades were moved away from the door on the left. And I just piqued my curiosity. Like, let me try the door. And sure enough, the lock is damaged. So the door, even though the red light is on, indicating that it should be locked and inaccessible, you can get in there. So the homeless know this, and they're still going in there and using it.
Oh,
so the sink is full of urine.
Yes, all that.
There's crap all over the toilet
Disgusting.
Seat. And just trash everywhere.
Disgusting.
It's gross.
Max, I don't know the answer. And maybe you do. You're smarter than I am. I don't know where the hell we go from here, man. No, really, Max. Where? I don't know what you do. What? What do you do with this?
I mean, it's unfortunate, but like with everything else, when the 10th Street bypass, when that was full of attics and everything, all they did was they put a fence up and they kept everybody being able to use it.
Yep.
So what are we going to do? We're going to lock the bathrooms and now no one can use them because we can't control people not going in there and abusing them?
I don't know.
People have to be held accountable. And I understand you can't arrest your way out of this.
I don't know.
But
So hold on.
Change.
So what do you do? Do you have to an extreme, you put a cop out there at $80 an hour? What do?
You arrest these people, you put an ankle monitor on them, and you make them do community service.
Make them clean their own crap up.
In.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's a start. That's somewhere. It's more than what we're doing now.
Max, it must really be an awful smell. I mean, think if you're downtown with your kids. There's no way you'd go in there.
Yeah, there's no way. And actually, you know, it's funny you say that. A few weeks ago, well, actually a month ago when they were open, a woman and her young child were looking for a restroom.
Yeah.
And I directed her to those. And she goes, there's no way I'm using those.
Yeah.
Without even looking in there, she goes, I'm not taking my little girl in there. She goes, I don't feel safe doing that. So that's the perception that downtown people have when, you know, they see that.
Well, was she wrong? No.
No, she was.
No,
she wasn't. So it's founded for sure.
Yeah, but Max.
And it's a shame.
And by the way, you heard Christian Conte, same thing. You got to arrest the ringleaders. But my point is to arrest them, Max. You got to stand a cop there who literally has to say, hold on, I got to see if you destroyed the bathroom before I arrest you. That's the only way this works, right?
Or put cameras out with artificial intelligence and start, you know, I don't know, tagging people so you know that when the usual suspects come back, somebody gets a notification that this person's going in the bathroom to do something they shouldn't be doing.
That ain't happening.
And
you know, Max,
so
people know this. You're not allowed to put cameras in the bathroom for 800
not
different reasons.
Not in the bathroom, outside the bathroom.
Yeah.
And there is a camera posted outside the bathroom so they can see who's going in and out of there. It's just not who's in the restroom using it. But with a little bit of work, it wouldn't be too difficult to figure out who's going in there and messing them up.
And if you made people pay, they'd scream and yell, oh, my God, how dare you make homeless people pay?
Well, they do it in other countries. You have to put a token in to get in there.
You do
so. And their bathrooms are nice. They don't have this problem.
All over Europe. By the way, this is why I love him. All over Europe. We were in France. We were in Italy. All over Europe. They have these public restrooms. And you pay. And, my man, you could eat off the floor. Not that you'd want to, but
right.
To your point. You never see any of this crap.
So,
hey, Max, why the hell, when we were in New York about a week and a half ago, we used public bathrooms all over the city, didn't see anything like this. How the hell can they manage this in New York and we can't control one friggin' bathroom in downtown Pittsburgh? Why? No responsibility.
I'm sure they have all the same problems we do with drug addiction and everything, but their police probably enforce the law, and then they probably have a judicial system that follows up.
Yep. They got a lot of cops everywhere there. Everywhere, man.
Yep.
Meantime, Max, you can't blame the businesses. I'm not letting some idiot in there to ruin my bathroom. Are you?
Nope.
No. Nope.
Absolutely not. Nope. So, yeah, you can't fault them at all. Uh-uh.
Man, this is depressing. That video was disgusting. Literally, Max, the
whole
sink.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
The whole sink is full of urine.
It's gross.
It's disgusting.
It's gross.
You really do want to choke someone. What's the excuse? What's the excuse? I'm a drug addict? That's the excuse? Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, it's like a dog. You want to push their face down in it. Oh, my God.
You want to. Patrick said they had a pay toilet on the south side. It's gone, though, isn't it, Patrick? Is Patrick still there?
Yeah, long gone.
Right? Because it didn't work, right? Something happened to it. I remember.
Yeah, correct. It went away because both people weren't using it. They were still using the streets and the sidewalks and the bushes.
Because why? They didn't want to pay.
And businesses.
They didn't want to pay.
It was like a buck.
Hey, Patrick, anecdotally, because you probably haven't been in the city proper recently in Phoenix, do they have these same issues in Phoenix?
They have a lot of the same issues, but not on the scale that we have in Pittsburgh.
You're kidding.
Not even close.
You're kidding. Phoenix is at least... How many times bigger? 3, 4? Huh?
But it's bigger than that now.
Yeah, you're right.
But they still have, they have law enforcement that are allowed to do their jobs.
I see.
They're allowed to police.
I see.
It's against the state law here to panhandle on ramps and overpasses and highway access points. Oh. They will arrest them for doing that.
Not
so you don't
be,
see it. Now, it's also right now 118 degrees, so people aren't out panhandling as much. Once it cools down, I'm sure we'll see more.
Are there people that you see, are they defecating and urinating in the streets there? I'm being honest here.
Not as much. I mean, there's some, but not as much as we've seen in Pittsburgh lately.
Max, so his plan is more enforcement. That's yours too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We can hug them all we want, but hugging ain't working, is it, Max?
Nope. And I say start turning these people into bathroom attendants and making them clean up the mess they helped create.
Wow, so. that's actually brilliantly pragmatic. Wow. I'm going to suggest that to some people we know that are judges. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to do it right now. Mad Max, my brother, live next week. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Bye.
Man, it's so disheartening. I don't know how you manage that bathroom. I don't. We destroy something that the city paid a lot of money for to make a place for, which is a really smart move for folks because people are crapping in the streets. So the city says, here, we'll put in two beautiful bathrooms. And what do? They crap on the toilet seat and fill the sink with urine. Oh, where you go from there? What's plan B? I'm serious, man. I don't know. I really don't have an answer. I love these. The mayor will come on here anytime. He never, ever, ever runs ever from an argument. Rich Fitzgerald never did. Honorado never did. Shapiro never does. DeLuzio never does. Ever. Ever. Rendell never did. Ed Rendell was the best. McCormick never does. Ever. They man up and face up. Sarah Namorado will not come on this show. I'm trying. She won't. Is she afraid? This morning, I'm talking about they're taxing the hell out of these poor business owners in the South Side. Bobby Charlin, the council, he's fighting with me in a text. He's calling me ignorant in text, which is fine. I'm a big boy. But my man, come on the air. Man up. Let's go. Come on, man. Bring your game. What are you afraid of? I'm serious. What are we doing here? Face the music, man. Fix the problem. If I'm ignorant, prove that I'm ignorant. Let's go. We have so much going on that needs resolved. I really don't know. I guess they're going to have to figure it out. You know, how do you fix cities? Well, you have to have places for folks to use the bathroom. Okay, then you put in two places for folks to use the bathroom. And they crapped on the toilet seat. How do you miss that? No, I'm serious. And they filled the sink with urine. How do you do that? What, I was high? Okay. You start to lose hope. I mean, you can't put cops in there. You can't put cameras in there. You can't afford to put a cop outside there at $80 an hour. You can't. What are we doing here, ma'am? And it all comes back to some sort of personal responsibility and accountability. And to Max's point, at some point, the city's going to have to get heavy-handed, arresting people for destroying these bathrooms, put them on probation to make them go back there and clean the bathroom. Why not? Today, it's inhumane. Oh, is it? I don't know what to say anymore. But we fight the fight. We're here for you. We make this difference. We do, man. We got that wonderful woman living in a tent in the housing today. So we won. One victory at a time. One guest at a time. One issue at a time. Raise hell to make a difference. Step up, man up, do the right thing, and never stop. Right? Let's go.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.